Thank you, and good morning to everyone. I'm also on the Public Health Accreditation Board, so not knowing what people knew about the FAB process, I'm going to weave in some of the mechanics of that into the presentation. But you'll have three really diverse presentations, even though we're all from California. I'm going to talk about some of the challenges and complexity of accreditation for large public health departments, some of the challenges and the opportunities. And LA County represents one of the largest of large local public health departments. We have 11 million residents, over 4,000 square miles, lots of diversity, one-third of the population foreign-born. You can see some of the demographics there. And I'll come back to that a couple of times, but the prerequisites for accreditation, particularly community assessment and community improvement plans, really requires, if you're in a jurisdiction this complex, to really figure out how you're able to incorporate your methodology so it really reflects the diversity of the communities that you serve. Beyond having a lot of geographic complexity, we have a lot of political complexity in our Los Angeles County Health Department. One county, but 88 incorporated cities, 83 school districts to work with, 60 different fire agencies, two smaller public health departments. So when we approach accreditation, and particularly when we approach the prerequisites, the strategic planning, the community improvement plan, the community assessment, all of that political complexity kind of gets connected to the demographic and geographic complexity. And just, you know, quickly about the health department itself in terms of layers of complexity. This is a 4,000-person health department. So accreditation really drives the department toward better integration and better understanding across departments and divisions, which, as I'll talk about a little bit later, the more employees you have, the more the challenge there is around that alignment. We have our silos of excellence, like you find at a lot of larger organizations. But in spite of all that and this complexity, we're really moving forward on our accreditation process, but in a time frame that is constrained a bit by the complexity of what we're trying to do. So just kind of quickly, just to make sure we're all on the same page, I'll talk a little bit about what is public health accreditation, who is FAB, and then try to focus as I go through this on what are the special considerations and concerns for large health departments. And I mean, I took an arbitrary number for this presentation of larger than 500,000 people in your jurisdiction. I think that sort of matches the NACHO metro definition of a large local public health department. So I think most of everyone here knows what is public health accreditation, again, the measurement of public health department performance against nationally recognized evidence base, so that we can, no matter where you live in the United States, the goal of accreditation is any resident can expect a set of uniform recognized services to improve their health. That's clearly the goal. And to recognize departments that can achieve that goal. And then in the context of quality improvement, to continue to refine and define and improve the department's responsiveness to the communities that it serves. So FAB, just quickly, Public Health Accreditation Board, is the organization that was founded in 2007 to advance public health performance through this particular mechanism, and it's really charged with administering the public health accreditation program. If you have questions about FAB and that in our question and answer period, but you know, both Bill and I are on the board and can speak to that. Again, this is voluntary accreditation, a national program advancing the quality performance of state, local, and tribal and territorial public health departments. And just kind of quickly, this has been a long time in gestation. FAB really launched and took the first cohort of health departments in 2011. Okay, so special considerations and concerns for large local health departments. One, the complexity and scale of the internal department programs is a challenge. in Los Angeles County and other health departments where I've been involved in large metropolitan health departments, you have very large departments that often are not working together on a day-to-day basis, and sometimes don't really know a lot about each other. In large metro health departments, you'll get very diverse set of programmatic activities. For example, when I was at Seattle King County, you had jail health and ambulances, and LA County, substance abuse services. So you get an array of services, some of which aren't even really measured through the performance standard, but accreditation does require you to try to pull all that together, and certainly quality improvement in a department like ours does require you to find those common connections that connect those very different parts of a public health department. But again, a lot of the large metros, many will still, like as in LA, will still have also large primary care direct service components. So how do you weave all that in to a strategic plan and a community assessment and an improvement plan? Cross-departmental collaboration may be difficult, but it's very, very necessary. Some of the things that the big city health departments, big county health departments have thought about, and FAB has had a think tank bringing these departments together, some concern about is the accreditation bar high enough. We could talk about that in question and answers, but our large health departments with generally a fairly large amount of resources, ability to attract staff, is it going to test us, and it should test us, so that we are pushed to really set the bar high for what it means to be accredited as a public health department. And this last bullet, the size and diversity of our communities. Again, if you're going to do a really good and rigorous community assessment and community plan, you really have to deal with the variety of many communities that exist within your jurisdiction. Again, in Los Angeles, the 88 cities are only the sort of the tip of the iceberg of how many communities one has to assess. And what does a proper approach to community engagement mean in that kind of a diverse setting? And accreditation is, at least for our health department, is an opportunity for us to really focus on what it means to do that kind of community engagement and assessment work, even within the diversity and scale of the jurisdiction in which we practice. I'm sure all of us who are going through this process have drawn upon the many materials that Public Health Accreditation Board has to help us get through the process. We have been drawing on and looking at a number of the supporting materials that FAB provides to jurisdictions so that you can understand what the requirements are and how you can get there. These are very good materials. You can, again, the fabboard.org website, if you haven't gone there in your department, is a place to go to begin to get information about how you can get involved with accreditation. Just quickly, the accreditation process, again, 7 steps. We are, in LA County, we're actually at the kind of pre-application phase. We have we're going to do this. Our director has put this in our strategic plan that we're going to do this, but we are still we're still in the early stages of this. This aligns all of the different steps that a department goes through. Again, the decision for accreditation is you are accredited or not accredited. There are no provisionals kind of accreditation. So if you've been involved or have parts of your department that are accredited by other organizations that have gradations of accreditation, that's not the case with FAB. It's a 5-year term, and then there'd be reaccreditation. I have a focus, since our department is still very much involved with the 3 prerequisites, on the 3 prerequisites as we go through this today. But because I think it's a very important part of what the accreditation process makes you do. It also, in doing the 3 prerequisites, you really go deeply into some of the requirements of domain 1 and 5, which I'll go through in a second. As Bill mentioned, and this just briefly on this, the accreditation domains really represent an extension of the 10 essential public health services that we all know, and incorporates those into the 12 domains of that FAB essentially measures. I just starred a couple of the ones from a large local public health department. I mean, they're all challenging, but particularly number one, for the complexity reasons that I talked about before, conducting really rigorous and valid assessments on population health status and the health issues facing the multiple communities that we have in LA County. That's a particular challenge. I think large public health departments do snapshots or aggregate studies all the time of that kind of are snippets of that complexity, but I think the goal of accreditation is an assessment and engagement that's a bit deeper than that. Domain four, again, what does it mean to engage with the community in a very deep and respectful way to collaboratively identify and solve public health problems when you have an extremely large and complex jurisdiction? I think that's of particular importance and a challenge for departments like mine. And then I also starred domain 12 on governing entities. No matter what our scale, we always have challenges with our governing entities, but often the large public health departments, I think I just referred to when I was in Seattle, King County, there was a Board of Health, there was a budget that ran through the Seattle City Council, a budget that ran through the King County Council. The governing nexus of governing officials was very, very broad and complex. And what does it mean to have an effective relationship with a real complex governmental nexus is a particular challenge for large health departments that find themselves in that kind of situation. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the logic of the structural framework, but there are domain standard measures which you have to provide and documentation and guidance. If you haven't seen any of your standards or gone online, you will see, you know, this is just an example of that there's a measure, a purpose for why that is being measured, the significance of that measure, the required documentation, and then some guidance about what a health department has to do. All of this was refined during the beta test process with really good feedback from a lot of departments around the country. But you will see these kinds of things for all of the standards that are aligned out there. And then once you get into the system and apply, there is an electronic system, EFAB, that will guide you all the way through that. I always keep the accreditation fee slide. I try to run through it quickly. Again, a challenge for all of us, big, small, medium, is the cost of this. And we're down here, LA County is down here in category 7. So I think that's about $80,000. Not an insignificant amount of money. Again, all of us have less resources than we'd like. But I think our department wants to move forward on this because we think it has tremendous value added for us. Again, with my FAB board hat on, I think it has tremendous value added for all departments. And again, the fees cover a variety of activities that FAB conducts to get departments through the process to provide guidance and support. Why would a large local health department want to be accredited? Well, there's lots of benefits, I think, large, medium, or small, to accreditation. I think it gives you increased credibility. It sets a standard. You know, when I'm traveling around sometimes and going to a FAB meeting, people say, where are you going? I said, I'm going to a public health accreditation meeting. We're just starting to be accredited. Most people are surprised that we're just starting to have accreditation. So a lot of other sectors in our field have already accredited. So I think it's really important for the field. It gives you visibility and accountability. The prerequisites really require a deep engagement with a lot of different organizations. So I think it really gives you more visibility in your community. I think it may provide potential access to new funding. I think when you are going through this, you can see how you can develop streamlined reporting. There are a number of different documentation requirements of many existing grants and programs that can be used for the FAB process. It doesn't require you to new documentation for everything. Always good to have a peer review in the performance area, and strengthen and improve program integration and overall quality. 10 accreditation myths. I think I won't read them all, but I think that these things can be overcome. The staffing issues are probably one of the most challenging things. Our department will have to have an accreditation coordinator, probably the key role for any department to do this. But the benefits of working on better departmental integration outweighs some of the problems of this. In LA County, we really are stressing the connection between quality improvement and accreditation. Our accreditation planning and process is being managed from our QI director in the back of the room, Jeff Gunzenhauser. because we really see accreditation as an extension of what we've been trying to do, and Jeff's been leading us in around our overall quality improvement program. We've taken a bit of time on the strategic planning process, but it's really important because it's an opportunity for the department to get much better aligned and coordinated about what our priorities are, what should be our metrics and outcomes. And I think the community assessment and improvement plan challenges are going to have our department really systematically apply what we think is one of our highest priorities to understand social determinants of health and health equity, to take that alignment into the assessment and community improvement plan process. And we have had, again, thinking about accreditation and working on the strategic plan creates a very vital department leadership dialogue that it's a catalyst for that, and I think that's a wonderful thing in and of itself. Again, QI, very important for public health. This is a very good definition of that. It's a very important part of public health practice and something that accreditation helps to really push us forward on, both on small programmatic QI, but also on large system QI within the department. We think accreditation is best realized through quality improvement because it helps us focus on priorities, gives us a sense of urgency for measurable results. An accreditation process really engages deeply in within the department really gives you a chance to celebrate your progress. And we think that preparing for accreditation will really help to improve our overall quality improvement, both systemically within the department and the kind of program-specific quality improvement progress that we do. So our where we are, and I'll end with this, we're in the final stages of our strategic planning activities. Our executive team has been in discussion about that, and we've important conversations around that reducing health disparities and incorporating social determinants of health across all programs. I think it's really setting the stage for our CHA and CHIP. And then because of the complexity, I think, of the prerequisites to do that in the right way for a department as complex as ours will probably take us another year or two before the formal application. But our director, Dr. Fielding, has put in the strategic plan that we will be accredited, so we will get there, but it will take a little time given the things that we're trying to do.
Alonso, thank you very much. We're going to take one or two questions now. We do have time, and then at the end, there will be lots of time for broad questions. So if you have a question, let's see, there's no mic here. Yes, ma'am, go ahead. I'm going to repeat the question. The question is, would you please talk about the community assessment process? And come on up here.
Okay, I will.
Well, we haven't, and I invite my colleague Jeff Gunzenhauser to comment on any of the things that we're doing on this, but we haven't started the process yet because we really need it in the strategic plan to figure out how we're going to do that. And we have lots of existing reports and documents that assess community health status. They tend to be disease or problem specific. They tend to aggregate, you know, by service planning area. We have 9 service planning areas, but most of those are bigger than more population than most states. So we have a desire to get a little deeper than that. But we have lots of things to draw on around very community-embedded assessments we've done within particular programs. In my program, in the Emergency Preparedness and Response, we are doing some very detailed community resilience building interventions that give us a lot of feedback from communities about what it means to increase well-being. Under our community transformation grants that are dealing with diabetes, nutrition, and physical activity, another set of really deep-reaching analytic activities. So I think our goal is we can draw on those kinds of activities and put them together in setting out a course of what a better community assessment would look like. Dr. Jonathan Fielding.
Okay, so on your list of myths about accreditation, one of them was, we're already doing a good job. So how do you get beyond that, or if it hasn't been experienced? What's been your observation about how health departments get beyond the we're already doing a good job?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. The question is, how do we get beyond the fact that we say we're already doing a good job? Why do we have to be accredited? I'm smiling and Jeff is smiling because our director, though he believes we're doing a good job, is always saying we can do a better job. And I think that's one of the reasons why Dr. Fielding has put accreditation high on our priorities of our strategic plan, very supportive of this, and really pushing us to do this in a way that we measure our complexity appropriately and kind of push the envelope on how we do engagement and assessment and really pull this large department together in a new way. So I think that his standards, he's involved, he backs quality improvement, so it's always getting better.
Top
leadership is absolutely essential. We've been working this out under Dr. Fielding's leadership, but the entire executive team is very engaged in this, and I think we all feel we're key stakeholders and all up for what it means to be a better integrated department, and think accreditation can help us get there. The question in the back? Great. The question was, how are we bringing in business and hospital partnerships? I would say at least the start on that is the same question that I got, the answer that I gave to in the front before. We have a number of existing programmatic linkages in emergency preparedness and response, in our preventive programs and chronic disease that have begun to develop those connections. I think our community transformation grant program is going to be doing a lot of inreach through broad community coalitions that include a lot of partners. In my program, I have a hospital coalition that we're required to do under the Hospital Preparedness Program and FEP that is bringing together all 109 hospitals around community engagement, outreach, and resilience work. So again, we will sum this stuff together as a component of what we're going to do on the overall accreditation process.
One more and then we'll go on.
Well, I think the ones I mentioned, I think, are the most challenging. But I think all of them are really a challenge to demonstrate how that matches, you know, it matches the complexity of needs. I guess if I was going to star one more, I would say it's that access to healthcare services in a jurisdiction like ours, where there are tremendous access problems and lots of disparities, and 109 hospitals and many, many other healthcare facilities. Demonstrating that we're playing the role we should play around access is I think, going to be a real challenge. Yep.